This is the Roxanne Show. Get ready. It's time to rise.
When you're doing this introspective work that I'm talking about, you know, the power play is to do it from the perspective of a student so that you can just start learning, you know, more about you, right? You know, there's a big difference of doing this work where you're facing yourself and facing a challenge versus like, you know, just I'm going to just talk about problems, right? That just to me holds you in the pattern, you know? You're just like giving more life to it, you know? It's like you're fertilizing that shit, you know? Versus like trying to really feel into a solution. And it's going to be hard to feel into a solution if you're not able to actually give yourself the space to investigate what's actually not working or, you know what I mean? Like what's off, right? So I want to invite you right now, actually, you know, to either start just even fucking 10 minutes a day, taking time to sit with yourself, to journal, you know, to ask yourself some questions, to investigate. I mean, even learn more about subconscious thinking. I think it's so powerful. It's so important, you know, the subconscious mind and the conscious mind, because the more that you can elevate your consciousness and the more that you move through your day-to-day life with this consciousness, like being consciously aware of what you're thinking, how you're thinking, and how it's making you feel, because again, you fucking don't, you as in all of us, by the way, right? This is constantly a part of my life as well. I've just gotten to a place now where I am very, my consciousness levels are very heightened. They're very strong and they're only getting stronger and more heightened because it's truly, I love spending this time with myself every single day. I can't imagine a day where I'm not, you know, to kind of dive deeper, you know, into self and to learn. And there's a lot else that comes with this, right? But, you know, the invitation here is for you to start doing some of this work and to, you know, start feeling your way to, you know, what could be, you know, not working internally in the mind, like, and digging deep, like looking deeper, like, where is this coming from? Is this a truth? Is this a pattern? You know, is this a program? Like what's really underneath here? I'm giving you, there's several ideas here, right? To ultimately, you want to get to this truth, right? When we get to the truth of something, then we have information that's valuable and we can actually become more strategic and tactical about getting to a solution. Right? You might think on a surface level, this thing right here is bothering you. But when you do this introspective work that I'm talking about, you actually uncover, no, it's this shit from like way over here that was bothering me. But you're never going to learn that if you don't invest this time to sit with yourself, to be awakened in this state, like to really, you know, and so you're not just operating from that program, right? You're actually being present with yourself, right? To then investigate from the non-judgmental, from the student lens, and sift and sort and ask yourself questions to get to this information, you know, that is what I call the truth, right? And then from that point, your vantage point is just so much stronger to be able to, you know, get you to a solution and to make a shift, you know, to shatter a paradigm, to transmute an energy, you know, and you might be feeling a very disempowered energy. Energy doesn't go away. Never, you can't break it, doesn't end it. You have to transmute it. You have to pivot it, you know, you have to just redirect it, right? None of this happens without doing the self-work that I'm talking about. So, you know, it could be very, what's so interesting about these loops and these patterns that, you know, people find themselves in a lot, like just I'm thinking about some conversations in my head where it's like, man, I realize that that's a habit for you and you actually, there's comfort in that. And it seems so bizarre. Like, why would anyone like find security and have a, you know, in this this thing, this loop that's not making them feel good, you know, how would that make them feel safer? Because it's certain, because it's what they're used to, you know? You have to realize, like, that's actually what's happening, right? Because if you step out of that, you know, and you're like, oh shit, I got to make a change. Like, here's the truth, right? I did this work, right? Roxy told me, like, they did it. And now it's like, oh shit, what do I do with this? That's not easy in a lot of ways, right? But it's the gold. It's everything. Because again, like, you can either stay in your pattern, you know, that keeps you not feeling great, not moving forward in your life, not, you know, just living robustly and with vitality and creativity and inspiration. Like, you feel fucking down, right? You can keep doing that, you know, because that feels, you're not aware of it, but now you're consciously aware of it. But you've created a sense of security around it because it is so familiar to you. You're used to hearing yourself say these things. You're used to feeling this way. It, like, becomes a part of you. And that's how you get stuck in this sort of prison, right? But what I often share in my coaching practice and in, you know, other facets of my work is that you have to realize that, you know, all of us, right? I'm not discluded from this. The prisons that we put ourselves in are exactly that. Prisons that we put ourselves in, right? And the cool part is that if you can put yourself in the prison, you can also get your fucking self out. Like, you have to realize that you have the key. So it's like, part one is realize that you're putting yourself in there. Part two is realize you have the key. Part three is, I think, the hardest part. You actually have to use the key to get the fuck out. That's the hardest part. It sounds like the, you know, great happy ending, but I will tell you, that's where most of the work comes in, and that's where people tend to have the hardest part, you know, because doing the work can be the hardest part. But I always say, I bet so many of you right now can guess what I'm going to say next at this point, which is awesome because I actually know that you can. What do I always say, you guys, about doing the work? Like, you, how much effort are you worth? Are you worth it? If it's a true fucking yes, and I really hope with all my heart that it is, well, then we got to do the damn thing. We got to do the damn thing, right? So I'm going to stop there. Let all of that just sit with you. But again, I want to give you fucking love. I mean, all of it is always love, right? I'm passionate. You know, I can be a little aggressive sometimes. It's always just honest, though, truly. It's always honest. And it's coming from a real place of love and wanting you to live into your highest state of existence, you know, for you to live robustly, for you to live with vitality, for you to live with creativity, for you to live with prosperity, with abundance, with opulence, with magnetism, like fucking joy, you know? I want you to feel that in your life as a constant. I mean,
Queen, this is your call to greatness. If you are ready, and I mean truly ready, to shift anything in your outer experience, your outer reality, your finances, your health, your relationship, anything career related, anything spiritual, any shift that you want to make that has to do with your reality has to first start with shifting who you are, your self-identity. My Future Self Digital course is your supportive blueprint that helps you achieve this. The inner shapes the outer. So when you get crystal clear on your core beliefs, your core values, your core desires, your high hard goals, you know, when you learn how to rewrite parts of your past that maybe don't feel so great and instead leverage those experiences to be fuel for you to expand and to grow, this is how you start to change the game behind the game of life, which all starts and ends with you. I've designed this course from my heart, soul, and experience to be a femininely fierce experience for you to uncover and connect with your most authentic self. And as a Future Self student, you get 3 months free membership access to Queendom. This is where we really get to connect. Queendom is such a rad, sacred, empowered space where every month you get a live Q&A call with me so we can connect and troubleshoot any area of your life that you would like, or just get some encouragement from me as well as the other queens in the community. This is a really sacred space, and I will see you in Queendom.